to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hey, hello. This is Dave. I'm lighting a candle as we talk. Yeah, I'm doing that right now. Let me see. From the store, it's a candle from our friends over at McKay Candles. We have some left. And hey, I wanted to say hello. Candles on. What do I got here? Bamboo Leaves by McKay Candles. Yeah. Anyways, that wasn't really a planned commercial, but I love having a candle on while we're recording. Hello. It's Dave. Glad to be back again with you guys. It's been a long time. And this is just a bonus episode to get back in touch and let you know what's happening, what's going on. Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff going on. Yeah, so the store is closed, as you might have seen from our social media posts. Our landlord came back and wanted more from us that we couldn't do, and unfortunately, we had to close down the store just after Christmas in 2022. So, big things happening. I wanted to give you an update, and here we go on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Feels so good to say that again. Here we go. Hi, guys. Hello. Okay, yeah. So, there we go. I got that out of my system, too. Great to be back with you guys. I want to jump on. Jen's at work. I wanted to jump on. I'm still working nights, and I'm coming on the podcast just today to kind of give you an update on the store, where we're at, and everything that's happening for Upcycle Canada. And just wanted to touch base. I wanted to spend some time with you. Feels like forever. So we're getting back on the horse with the podcast. We had taken a little bit of a break. I gotta be quite honest. When the store closed in the end of last year, December 24th was our last official day of being open at the store. I think Jen took it as a relief that she wasn't going to be working 7 days a week, that she'd have her weekends off after 3 years. For me, it was a little bit harder. I got to tell you, having that store was a huge, huge feather in the cap or mountaintop experience to go from idea to side hustle to storefront to having the amazing Paige join us at the store to see customers come in and fall in love with all of the amazing vendors in our store. You know who you are. Having that store was just like the best. And then came COVID. And for anybody that's been in retail, any small business owner, anybody in the service industry, anybody that was deemed non-essential during those really rough 3 years of instability and everything going on in the market, and what a terrible time to open a store, to be quite honest, we learned a lot. And the one thing I love is you. You have been there with us throughout all of the exciting times, the devastating times, encouraging us on our social media, through our website, listening to our podcast, supporting the amazing vendors who have come around us and we've been able to partner with and give a platform to, whether here on the podcast or in our retail store, being able to show people the amazing products and services that are out there that are all eco-friendly, that are here to make an impact on the planet and give you a reason to think before you purchase or before you throw away something you no longer need. And that's the whole purpose and idea behind Upcycle Canada. So some big things for us right now is what we're focusing on. We took probably January and February to really, I guess, heal from the amount of time that we had put in over the last 3 years of having the store. Financially, it wasn't a good time for us. It's going to take a few years for us to get back to our own personal finances being somewhat normal, as we still have to pay off all kinds of things related to the store because it was our own business, and we were floating the entire thing ourselves. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes financially where we're trying to do extra and do what we can. We were left with a pile of inventory to stock the store. So between candles, paint, we have the household paint, the boomerang paint, we have all of the mangle paint. We had just purchased the entire line of mangle paint, which was substantial investment from us to buy everything up front to have it in the store. Now we have all that stuff. So what happened was we were at the point where we were loading up the van from the store to bring stuff home, wondering where the heck we're going to put all this stuff with not having a retail place. So I mentioned to Jen that there's a place that we were at. It's a flea market, and it's only open on Sundays. And we were there when our children were really small. We had a little booth for a short time, and we pulled out of there because whatever, for whatever reason. So I reminded Jen that we used to be there. We used to have a booth. So we reached out to them, and they guess they have a waiting list and la-di-da. And we asked for a booth. And within a short amount of time, they responded and wanted us in. And not only gave us one booth, they gave us more than one booth. So we were able to bring over the majority of the inventory from the store straight to our new booth and set up a new space. So it's Niagara Flea Market. It's 46 Turner Crescent, I believe. You're in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Excuse me, and I'll put links in the show notes so you can find out more about them. If you're ever in the neighborhood or you're in Niagara on a Sunday, it's only open on Sundays. They have outdoor vendors during the summer outside, and then we're inside. So come and see us and say hi. So we were able to move our stuff right from the store straight over to our new booth at the flea market, and that was encouraging. So we didn't have to bring it home. So the cash desk went there. All the inventory of the signs, the uprights, the tables, all the paint went there for the mangle paint. And we brought everything else home. So we are drowning in half-done projects. We are drowning in inventory. I have enough wood scattered throughout my home, my garage, my porch to keep me in business for a long time. So it's very interesting because the one thing that I'm struggling with is just the fact that we don't have a regular outlet to build something for so we can sell it at. One thing that really happened, which was nice, is we had probably our first successful vendor event this year for 2023. And we met a lot of great people. Connected with so many new customers that didn't even know who we are. Even though we've been in business since 2014, they found us for the first time, and that's a great experience for us, is to share the story about Upcycle Canada. So that was really exciting for us to be a part of that, hoping that's going to be an indication of maybe some stuff coming in the future as we get back into the vendor circuit and do more events. So if you have an event and you need a group that's going to come in and set up like a store and treat your attendees like gold, let us know. Upcycle Canada would love to come and be at your next event. Reach out to us through the website. So we're getting back into doing vendor events. We have the booth on Sundays. Jen now has every Saturday, minus an event, she has every Saturday off after 3 years. So that's big news. So we're excited for that. That she actually gets a break. That's good. Again, I'm still working nights. And for me, I've really jumped into more podcasting. I have my 7 shows, including the Upcycle Canada podcast. And I've basically created my own network of podcasts. So if you like listening to my voice for some reason, thank you. You can actually go. There's more podcasts that we do beyond this show. I'd love to share those with you as well. TrueMediaSolutions.ca is a website. TrueMediaSolutions.ca. And you'll have a list there of all the podcasts we do. Some pretty amazing people we've been able to get in touch with. People we've been able to talk to that probably, to be quite honest, I don't think we'd ever have time in their calendar otherwise. But because we have a podcast, the doors seem to open for us to talk to great people. And that's exciting for us. So on top of the, we have some custom orders for Upcycle Canada that we're working on. And we're going to get those cleared off our plate. Going to work through all of our inventory here at the house. Trying to figure out what our next steps are for the store, for our business. We have no intention to stopping Upcycle Canada, just if you're curious about that. Upcycle Canada has been one of the coolest things that Jen and I have done together as a couple. We really enjoy the story of repurposing. We really enjoy your stories of repurposing and doing something custom for you. The entire time we've had Upcycle Canada doing custom orders and helping our customers breathe life into something that is no longer usable in its current form, or taking something with memories attached to it and helping share that message, extend the message of the memory behind the item. We love doing that stuff. And we're really focused on helping our planet. That's really important to us. So one thing I'm going to ask, I have a request from you. If you know somebody in this space that loves repurposing, they love anything to do with diverting items from the landfill or coming up with an answer to waste, to our disposable society, any of those things, I would love to hear from you so that we can share that person's message and expose them to a bigger audience through the podcast. So I'd love to hear that from you. You must know someone. And if you come across them on social media, if you find a website, a news story, you hear them on a podcast, I would love to hear about them. So please reach out to us and let us know. And we would love to share their message here on the show. So again, Jen's working today. It's 4:46 in the afternoon. And I woke up from my sleeping because I work again tonight. So I thought I'd jump on the mic and just say hello, let you know we're doing okay. We are still in the restructuring of where Upcycle Canada is going next. And we'll share the journey with you. And I can't wait to get Jen back on the mic again. And it's always fun to record our episodes together. And it means a lot to us that you listen and that you are a part of our community. Even though you're probably doing something else at this time and listening, thank you. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. So upcyclecanada.ca is a website. Again, I hope you're doing well. And we definitely miss having the storefront. We miss having the routine of going there and opening the store and seeing you in person. I hope we get to see you soon. And I hope that we get to talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Upcycle Canada podcast. Again, this is Dave. Jen will be back with me soon. We're planning our schedule out for recording, getting back behind the mic and having a conversation with you. Let's keep the conversation going, right? Here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thank you for being here. Wishing you well, wishing you happiness and great stuff this week. Take care of yourself and come on back. You'll see more episodes coming soon of the Upcycle Canada podcast. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. Dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.